town, just off I-17, blowing up thanks to their Christian campus, their online classes, and premier academia. And, of course, their intercollegiate sports. You heard Jerry Colangelo talking about the flagship, their men's basketball team. And one of its leaders is Gabby Gunjo, the senior. Gabby, he joins us now. How are you? It's Kevin McCabe.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. I've come over. I went over to see you play a couple of times at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Does it amaze you that these are your final few home games here this month at Canyon? You're a senior.
Yeah.
Is it amaze you how fast it's gone?
Oh, yeah. I've been in college for 4 years, and I'm amazed how fast it goes.
Yeah, you came over. You transferred a couple of years ago. What brought you? Tell us the story, because I know you're from Cameroon.
Yeah.
And you came over to Arkansas with Russ Pennell's father. Take us back to the story a little bit, how you managed to get to the United States and wound up here at Grand Canyon.
Well, back in Cameroon, I was 8th grade. Yeah, I was 8th grade, and I came here when I was 9th grade, actually. I came here when I was as a sophomore.
Yep.
And I wasn't playing basketball back in Cameroon. I was playing soccer.
Sure you were. That's it's World Cup. Cameroon's known for World Cup soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, and then coming here, I started playing basketball. And when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, Russ Pennell's dad was the high school coach back in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I started playing basketball, and I grew up. I grew like, I don't know, 5'5" and with my long arms, I mean, I think basketball was the right fit for me.
Absolutely, and here you wound up here at Grand Canyon University. When was the last time you were able to go home to Cameroon, or have you?
Well, most of my family live in France now.
Okay.
And this past summer I went to France to see my mom and my sister, my older sister.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a good experience.
We're talking with Gabby Gunjo. A game day. You've got a game tonight against
yeah.
the Academy of Arts. And playing great. And are you still play soccer? You got a great soccer program there at Grand Canyon. Go out and kick the ball around with the boys a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't play soccer no more, but I love going to the game, watch the boys play, and they're pretty good. I still enjoy watching soccer.
I love to hear it. It's Gabby Gunjo. Hey, Gabby, how great has this experience been at Grand Canyon for you?
Oh man, I mean, when I was in Charlotte in North Carolina, I wasn't happy with my playing time there. I mean, they had a great coach, which was Bobby Lutz, but I wasn't happy with my playing time, and I transferred here to Grand Canyon, and well, my game IQ and my game skills, like, I mean, went up.
Yeah, went to a whole other level, and I've seen that happen. And so is the basketball experience at Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
You guys are playing great basketball right now.
Yeah.
What's been the key? Has it been the team chemistry, a different player on each and every night stepping up?
Oh, yeah. And, we play defense. This is the main. Russell is all big about defense. And then even though we have good shooters here, but even though we don't have like a good shooting night, we can still win games, and that's one of the reasons we're 5-2 right now.
5-2 in the conference. Is the goal NCAA tournament and possibly a national championship? That's what you're thinking, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, paint me a picture, Cameroon. You know, I you can see it on the map in Africa.
Yeah.
Growing up there, what was it like for you as a child? What's the atmosphere? What's the city like?
Well, everybody thinks it's still like, not civilized or whatever, but you know, it was all right. I grew up like a normal kid, and I had TV, computers, and video games.
I'm glad you're explaining it, because I feel like a dumb American. I want to know, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners feel the same way.
It's funny how like people think it's still like, you know, we still like play with monkeys around and
riding elephants to school.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a wonderful story, and I followed your career. and I'm a big fan of what you do. How excited are you? You see the arena going up across the street, and wish that maybe you had one more year to play.
Well, I'm happy for the GCU community. I think I'm a senior now, and for me it's time to move on. But I'm just happy for the GCU community, and I think they're gonna accomplish great thing here. And it's just the second year of us and Russ Pennell, and I think by next year and the coming years they're gonna be great.
Did I say your name right, Gabby Gunjo?
Is that, yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. I'm sorry. Yeah. He's from Cameroon and then Little Rock, and been here in the United States and playing for Grand Canyon. What are you studying? What is your degree in, and what do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope to do after school?
Well, I'm graduating in May, and my major is criminal justice, and I have three more classes, and then I'm done. Well. And hopefully I want to play professional somewhere, play for money, play basketball and
sure.
Somewhere.
Would you go to France? Could you play over there? And
I want to play somewhere close to my family, and it would be great.
Parlez-vous français?
Oh, je parle français, vous.
Oui, oui, oui. Bon chance, mon ami, bon chance. Hey, Gabby, I wish you best of luck, and I thank you. You're going to be remembered at this school for a long time because of the foundation you've made.
Hopefully.
continued success to you guys. I'll let people know you played tonight at 7:15, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to, on Saturday afternoon, it's at Grand Canyon University. My best to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Go Lopes.
Yeah, go Lopes up is what they do. They do a little finger thing. They got the this is how they do the Lopes up, just like that. Lopes up. It's got there you go, Lopes up. Got the little antelopes up. Great story. Gabby Gunjo from Cam. And I hate to sound like the dumb American. But I Googled Cameroon in Africa, and I don't know. I probably was one of those. Hey, is he riding elephants to school? And are there, no, a very civilized community. But it's great because I'm not the only one. I'm not the, and I'm, he's like he said, he's people ask him what it's like, but. An amazing story. Came over here as a freshman in high school in Little Rock, Arkansas. You want a little culture? Now I do know Little Rock, Arkansas. Now actually, Little Rock, Arkansas is beautiful. It's really beautiful. You venture into some parts of Tennessee, and it's that becomes Finland. But Little Rock, Arkansas is beautiful. But then he went off to college in Carolina and played a small college there, and transferred here, and has been part of the foundation of a unique program. You've heard me talk about it for a long time. And, in fact, I understand a couple of other radio stations have jumped on the bandwagon. And initially I was kind of hurt. I thought, these are my guys. These Grand Canyon are my guys. But there's plenty of room on the bandwagon. And the realization that this is going to be a great, proud university, and always has been. In fact, Jerry Colangelo talked about it. It's blowing up now. But there's a rich history and tradition over there of great college baseball with Chad Curtis and Tim Salmon, who obviously enjoyed great major league careers. Basketball, Bayard Forrest was drafted by the Suns. Paul Westfall coached him to a national championship over there. Ricky Davis, one of the leaders in the community here in town. And, Kevin Tucker. And, of course, Horacio Llamas, playing for the Mexican national team and the Phoenix Suns, all played at Grand Canyon University. So it's been there, but it's been a sleeping giant. And the right people over there are taking it to another level. So it's, I was kind of hurt. I was kind of, look at us at Grand Canyon. And I said, McKay's been doing that for a couple of years. But nonetheless, they're welcome. Plenty of room on that bandwagon bus. It's Grand Canyon University, GCU Lopes. And, in fact, we're going to go live out there next week. I'm going live out there next week because I need to show the love, little hoops. Because it's not, the other thing, too, is they're driving the bandwagon for hoops. You know, I've got the little minivan, the conversion van for their softball program, Ann Pearson over there, for Trent May and their women's basketball program, the three-time PacWest champions, and May Vive, maybe the best player, best college player in the state of Arizona, women's college player, Samantha Murphy. So this ain't just about basketball, but there's plenty of room. Hey, coming up, she's calling all sports, Rock and Minutes. We'll get a preview of what's happening in their show. I don't even know what's in their show, but that's how we roll here. We bring them in. Get some thoughts and feelings about what's happening in the NBA and the changing of the guard and a legend in Utah. And a whole lot more. We do it live from Wright Toyota here, 78th Street, and Frank Lloyd Wright. We're home of the inflatable golf ball and great deals on Corollas, Camrys, Avalons, Scions.
McCabe and Friends will be back after this short break. If you can't wait that long, shoot McCabe an email.